this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for October 29th. From the Book of Lamentations. Hundreds of years had passed since Solomon penned the words, "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven, a time to mourn and a time to dance," Ecclesiastes 3, verse 4. In Jeremiah's day, the season for the dance is over for Jerusalem and Judah. Now is the time for mourning. Time to let the tears flow. Time for regrets to well up. Time for the sharp pains of sorrow and loss to pierce the soul. Time to plead mercy for those yet innocent of Judah's faithless wrongs. For there was no turning back. The past was to be buried in the rubble of Jerusalem. A new future would have to arise out of the ashes. There are many parallels to life in the last few verses of the text today. Loss triggers mourning. In mourning, we recognize that we cannot change the past. We realize we cannot even change the one who brought about the loss, us. Where else can we go but to the God of mercy? Secondly, which of us has not come to that point in life where all seems rubble and ashes? Have we yet felt the sting of realizing that we've chased the wrong things over and over and over, only to have arrived at the end of our pursuit, spent, exhausted, broken? Good. There's only one place left to turn, where we should have been all along, at the throne of God's grace. Third, when will we wake up to the trouble we have caused? There's nobody else to blame. We listened to bad advice. We built false gods. We pursued destructive habits. We chose lousy friends. It's time to come clean. And last, there are moments when a way of life just has to die if we are to live. The only hope we have is finally to pursue the God of hope, and He never fails. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.